Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I received an email complaint after my last community comment. In that comment, I discussed the number of mass shootings and said that when politicians use the expression thoughts and prayers, it sounded like a slogan, not a sincere expression of either thoughts or prayers. One listener said I was insensitive and critical of people who pray for the souls of the victims of senseless violence. I understand how it could be taken that way. Wasn't my intention, but I apologize for sounding critical of the act of prayer. People pray in many different ways for many different reasons, and those reasons are very personal. The expression thoughts and prayers can be a genuine expression, or it can be a convenient thing to say, but who am I to judge that? So again, I apologize that my words could be construed as critical of prayer. Changing the subject, I got invited to have dinner with President Trump. I got an email from Team Trump that reads, "President Trump really wants to meet you for dinner in Beverly Hills. He'll be very disappointed if your name isn't on the list we send him tomorrow morning. Team Trump will cover the cost of your flight, hotel, dinner. You'll even get to take a picture with President Trump. All you have to do is show up." That's what the email said, and that's amazing that Trump would recognize my name and be disappointed if I wasn't there. There must be a catch. The email then says, "Contribute any amount to be automatically registered to win a trip to meet President Trump in Beverly Hills." Okay, there's the catch. The idea of entering a drawing to meet a celebrity or a politician is fine. A lot of them do that. The idea that he'd be disappointed if I'm not there is really kind of funny. I'm wondering if that pitch actually works on some people. Trump obviously has not listened to my community comments. So how did a moderate registered Democrat like me wind up on Team Trump email list? A year or so ago, I saw a link to an online poll with the question, "Who do you trust more, President Trump or the fake news media?" Seemed like an opportunity to make my opinions known, so I slogged through the poll. It was so bad it was funny. There were no response choices that were supportive of the media and no choices that were critical of Trump. Questions like, "Describe President Trump's performance on a scale from amazing to awesome." So I eventually got to the box, let you type in your response. I hit submit. Another box came up. The only way to submit my response was to make a donation. I had to think about whether it was worth $5 to respond to this silly poll, and I decided it was not. But the Trump campaign machine decided I might donate someday, and I got on their list. President Trump is asking about you. We just gave him a list of every patriot who entered to be his VIP guest, and he noticed your name was missing. I like the idea that Trump has powers like Santa Claus, keeping a list and checking it twice. I would have thought he had other stuff to do, like firing staff, correcting weather maps, or setting up secret meetings with the Taliban. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.